Look, I thought our tenacity was pretty good. I don't think we played particularly well throughout the course of the game. But, you know, that's basketball gods at the end. You know, we kept on fighting. We were probably down most of the playoff, the overtimes. We kept on fighting and fighting and finding a way to get back, which is invaluable for a team. You know, it comes down to one play, but it's misses, we win. The last play of the game, the last shot of the game. You know, if we had the ball again, another possession, do we score? So, you know, tenacity was there, but I didn't think we were really locked into the game at the start of the game.
It looked to be offensively a couple of issues late. How did you try and address that?
What issues?
Just not being able to get shots away.
Ball in the hole?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to win too much. You shoot 31% and 20 turnovers. So, we'll, you know, our defence kept us in the game. Most of the time, we're going to be better at executing. And, you know, it's great. That's a great game to have coming into the playoffs. You know, it's kind of a teaching tool that we can use. That it's a scramble, it's tough, it's physical, it's defensive orientated. And we've got to really cross the T's and dot the I's if we want to score better than what we have.
Do you hope that a result like that, a finish like that, puts a bit of fire in the belly if you do meet them in finals?
Yeah, well, we'll let that happen to the basketball gods. So all we can worry about is ourselves getting better. And we've got two more games to get better and prepare ourselves for the playoffs and see where we land.
You've gone zipping floor against them this season. Will that play on your mind if you do, as I said before,
meet them? Come and see me if that's the matchup. But I don't care who we play. We play Wildcats basketball. We can beat anybody, and that's... You know, we can't play bits and pieces, and tonight I don't think we're locked in for the full game.
You haven't been one, like you said, but was that the best you probably had played against in the full games?
Especially defensively? Yeah, defensively we were pretty good. The last couple of plays with layups, so I didn't like those, giving those layups up at the end. But, look, it was a good, hard, tough playoff atmosphere game. And then we responded. You know, we certainly didn't play great basketball. Shoot 31%, have 20 turnovers and get out rebound and still in the game and still, you know, in front of the game with 2.6 seconds to go is a credit to the guys. You know, we've got to shoot better from the foul line. We've got to execute better from the offense to put them under pressure and not throw the ball away. You know, you throw the ball away 20 times, it's going to kill you.
Looking at Jermaine shooting on that well, but he hit some big shots in overtime, and the battle he had with Corey there, especially in overtime, was good to watch. What did you make of it?
He was right here, weren't you asking?
Like I said, Jermaine, when the game on the line, the ball's in your hands, and you can make some big shots, must have been pleasing to score when you did at crucial times.
Yeah, I just... all my teammates told me to go make a play, and today I made a couple of big shots, and it went down for us.
What did you make the battle with Corey, obviously? He had a good game as well, but he couldn't continue at the other end. What did you make of that battle?
It's basketball. It wasn't just me and Corey battling. It was Maddie was battling with Vicona. So it wasn't just about me or Corey or Damon Jackson. It's the team game. So I think we got a lot we can prove on as a team.
Did that final bucket hurt that little bit more because you were so nearly the hero on three occasions?
Yeah, I mean, but anytime you lose, it hurts. But especially lose at the buzzer like that, it hurts a little bit more.
Is this a good game to have? Only 2 weeks out from the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot we can learn from this game. You just got to watch film, learn from it, and next week in practice, get better.
Looking forward to Adelaide now. Obviously, they're in great form, and it'll be a big test next week.
Yeah, against Adelaide, it'll be a big test. They won like 8 in a row. They playing good right now, so... Friday, it'll be a good challenge for us.
Yeah, it's been great to have the three leading games of being playoff teams, you know, and then we turn around on Sunday to play, finish the season with Townsville. So, as a coach, that's what you want. You want tough, hard games coming into the playoffs to toughen you up, and we certainly got that tonight.
Easier to fine-tune things without the pressure of having to qualify on your back?
There's no pressure to qualify. It's more... we're trying to be the best that we can be.
Do you
you know, and we still got to tinker with that a little bit to make sure that we're the best when the pressure comes. Cheers, thanks, guys.